Hello, and welcome to another podcast of Pastor Deborah and the Hidden Treasures series of podcasts of Agape Love, Love is Here. This podcast is entitled, Breaking Up is Hard to Do. This podcast is going to begin helping you to spiritually understand more about spiritual archaeology and its digging into the ancient past of a long forgotten time and its ancient kingdom on earth and the long forgotten days of the kings, the time of humanity's spiritual history, and the days of the kings of a kingdom called heaven. When one does not have the ancient knowledge of one's spiritual self and has not uncovered the hidden treasures of that life, that part of one's three-part system, the spiritual part, one's spiritual life is spiritually destroyed and under the rulership of ignorance and its fear of death. The spirit is weak, not receiving its needed nourishment of light, truth, wisdom, counsel, strength, agape love, joy and peace. The spirit is not growing, not developing, not maturing, and remains but a darkened, frightened, vexed, and tormented, precious spiritual being, living in the darkness, ignorance, and a slave to the taskmasters of ignorance. This precious spirit lives in a realm that it has no knowledge of, or how to be free of its fear and torment and attacks, and voices of strange things that hurt and frighten the precious spirit without mercy or without end. Through the spirit being spiritually circumcised from its own soul, sort of a divorce, a breaking up with this part of its system, the spirit can begin to receive light, truth, knowledge, wisdom, strength, and freedom. When the spiritual knowledge of the ancient times, the times of believing in the realm of the spirit and all that it is and still is, has been hidden in tombs under layers and layers of dust and dirt of the ages, forgotten and lost in the deep, thick darkness of ancient memories. Myths begin. Legends are written about the times. Stories are created and told. Fairy tales are created. Superheroes are created and told of. And one's three-part system of spirit, soul, with its two consciousnesses of self and the physical body are then affected by the lack of the ancient light, knowledge, and wisdom. The lack of the ancient spiritual truths from these spiritually hidden treasures keeps the spiritual purpose of oneself and its three-part system never discovered and remains locked in time and under veils of dirt. One's spiritual purpose for coming into the earth, born out of an earthly womb, lays entombed in vaults of death, leaving the spirit, soul, and physical body unfulfilled, hopeless, a wanderer, a vagabond on the earth, and never really knowing or finding one's true eternal purpose for existing or even living. When ancient spiritual knowledge is undiscovered and still needing to be uncovered, is found, studied, discussed, learned about, and then understood, and how one's own life is affected and guided in its purpose and existence here on the earth and in the hidden realm of the spirit, then one is becoming its original identity and fulfilling its original purposes for it coming into the world on earth through birth from a womb. Without spiritual knowledge that is still hidden in tombs of kings that have been spiritually hidden in the valley of the kings under dirt and ages of layers of rock, hidden in the darkness of forgotten memories. Memories entombed as a mummy, dead, having no life, no purpose, no voice to itself, just waiting for rebirth in order to fulfill its purpose for existing and being born on the earth, cannot be done, accomplished, finished, fulfilled. When ancient truths have been hidden, locked away in tombs, filled with treasures from ancient days, one's spirit stays in spiritual captivity, bondage, embalmed, entombed in a sarcophagus of the flesh. where the spirit and its spiritual life is a dead mummy, as an ancient pharaoh of ancient Egypt, dead, frozen without its fullness of life, but waiting for something to happen, a new spiritual birth, a resurrection. Yet the ancient king, pharaoh of the land, was to be resurrected, reborn in the spiritual realm of the underworld, and to travel on the spiritual Nile River and fight against the demons of the eternal world. When the ancient Egyptian pharaoh died, he still had an eternal work, purpose to do, secure the underworld, the realm of the spirit life, for his people and the land of Egypt. He and his people both believed he would rise again to a spiritual life where he would find all the things he would need stored in his tomb with him to help him travel and fight in the underworld. The ancient Egyptians believed that after their lives on earth were over through death, they would live again a second life, an eternal life in another realm, another world underneath the Egypt that was above the ground. The ancient Egyptians believed that the underworld was a spiritual copy of the earthly Egypt, and it also had a river, the Nile. Because of this deep eternal belief of another world, a realm other than the earthly world of the Egypt they lived in, they believed that they would need many things with them in this underworld. So they put the treasures with them in their tombs and painted them on the walls and ceilings of the tomb. Statues, which were to be the Pharaoh's servants, were called Sha'abate and were buried with them to do the work in the underworld. Life in the realm of the underworld was believed to be very pleasant, but first one had to get there. The ancient Egyptians believed that many dangers were in this world. This underworld had monsters called demons to be faced and battled. It was the hope of the Egyptians that they would face these demons and battles with courage and bravery. The ancient Egyptian priests and scribes wrote prayers in books on the walls for the eternal spirit of the person to be safe in their journey through the underworld. The Egyptians wrote the Book of the Dead, which was a collection of magic spells, chants, and prayers that would guarantee safe passage through the realm of the underworld. The Book of the Dead was a spiritual guidebook that described the underworld and gave instructions about how to survive the battles and the dangers until one could reach the final destination, eternity. The Egyptians believed that the dangers in the underworld, the realm of the spirit, were really bad, but they believed they did not have to face these dangers and monsters alone. The ancient Egyptians believed that everyone was born with spiritual twins. One twin was called the Ba. The Ba, it was believed, lived in the person's earthly body while he or she was alive and left the physical body when the person's physical body died. But they believed the Ba didn't go far. It roamed around the tomb or the cemetery at night and lighting its way with a lantern, eating the cakes that had been left for it in the tomb. Then the other spiritual twin, the Ka, was the one who thought, imagined, and dreamed for its Ba and gave advice and protected his Ba from danger. Then it was believed that the Ka stayed around the inside of the tomb, also eating the food that had been left for it. Then the Ka went ahead into the afterworld to prepare the way for its owner's body. The Egyptians believed that the Ka would come back, pick up its Ba, and the two of them would fly to the underworld together. Then for more than 2 months, the Ba and the Ka roamed around, facing the dangers of the underworld and looking for the god Osiris, king of the dead. Osiris would give the hardest test of all to the Ka and the Ba. A trial would ensue in the hall of Mat, the goddess of truth. Osiris and his 42 assistants had the job of judging those who came before them. Those in the underworld would have to tell their life stories before they could be admitted to the afterworld, the realm of the eternal. The god Thoth, who had the head of an ibis, the sacred bird of Egypt, listened to the story of a life of a Ka and Ba, and recorded it on a roll of papyrus, the paper Egyptians made from reeds. To test how truthful someone was, the person's heart was then weighed against a feather of mats. Another god, Anubis, who had the head of a jackal, did the weighing, while a dreadful monster called the Devourer watched and waited. The Devourer had the head of a crocodile. Its front half was a lion, and its rear half was a hippopotamus. People who didn't pass the test were eaten by the Devourer. But if the heart was as light as the feather, the person passed and lived happily ever after in the underworld realm among friends and neighbors, pets, relatives, and ancestors. To the Egyptians, getting ready for this time of one's life, one's death, took up a lot of time during one's life on earth. For thousands of years, people believed that there was much treasure hidden in the tombs of the ancient pharaohs of Egypt. What treasures did the archaeologists and searchers believe to be hidden within the tombs? Glory and riches were believed to be stored there, and other historical artifacts would be found if one could just dig and find the entrance to the tombs of the kings. When a spiritual being has not uncovered and seen the glorious spiritual riches of his true spiritual self that is hidden under the layers and layers of dirt, just waiting to be uncovered, discovered by blinded eyes of a spiritual heart, laying in the darkness of ignorance, one's spiritual life will be famished and lacking in spiritual storehouses of truth, knowledge, wisdom, guidance, joy, peace, identity, purpose, agape love, strength, and there is a lack of spiritual development. This podcast is to help bring the concept, the original idea, the original thoughts that when a spiritual heart does not spiritually uncover, discover the ancient spiritually hidden treasures of oneself, of the realm of the spirit and the living creatures that live in it, as well as discovering the other spiritual beings also trapped in the darkness of ignorance, called human spirits. The spirit is considered to be broken, wounded, bound, enslaved, held captive, not well. This podcast will begin to spiritually uncover, rediscover that there are spiritual treasures hidden in the darkness of ignorance to be found and studied and learned and then applied to one's own life. This podcast will begin to spiritually reveal to you, the spiritual one, living in the physical body of dirt, that there are spiritually hidden treasures waiting for you to uncover them, to rediscover them, and learn about them so they can spiritually learn about another realm of life, about your life in that realm, and the life of others in the realm, all the living and dead spiritual creatures that are also a part of it. This podcasting teaching of hidden treasures will begin to reveal to you that one who does not rediscover these spiritually hidden treasures lives a spiritual life in darkness and wandering without knowing one's true purpose and what it is in that realm. The real you, the spiritual you, lives only a life without purpose, a spiritual wanderer in the land of hopelessness, despair, death, and vexation. One learns that the spiritual part of oneself has no spiritual connection to a true higher purpose calling for one's life and the connection to an unknown country, land, and people, and its wealth and riches. Through rediscovering the hidden ancient treasures of this realm of the spirit and you yourself, the spirit one begins to find the answers to so many questions that the heart of oneself has been asking, even asking without words or even being expressed. Questions such as, where do I belong? Who am I really? What am I? What is my purpose for being here on earth? Why are babies even conceived in the womb? Does every person have a purpose on the earth? What is after death? What is death? Is there life after death? Questions, but no answers. Through being a spiritual archaeologist, one begins to push away the spiritual hindrances from one's life to rediscover the hidden ancient treasures of truth, of oneself, of others, and the realm of the spirit that ancient civilizations of people believed in and after life. When one becomes a spiritual archaeologist, one begins to desire to know, to see, to know and rediscover hidden truths and treasures that have been hidden from them in the dust and dirt of the veil of flesh of the soul. A spiritual archaeologist looks for hidden doors, seeks ancient passageways, forgotten tombs, and the kings of long ago to help them rediscover ancient treasures of themselves, of others, and of the realms long forgotten. When one first sees the hidden entrance, one's heart and soul will feel like the Dwarf King in the Hobbit movie, The Desolation of Smaug. When Bilbo figured out the riddle to the instruction to finding the hidden keyhole to the Lonely Mountain, the Dwarf King came back. It took another to think about the prophecies of the keyhole and the hidden door. Watch this movie and you will understand the emotions of the Dwarf King as he is re-entering a long-forgotten homeland through a hidden entrance, a hidden keyhole that could only be seen by the light of the last light, the light of the moon on a certain day. Such feelings were beginning to be awakened from a deep sleep and became overwhelming to the entire system. Then the hope of returning to one's homeland, finding the rulership symbol, the Arkenstone, the feelings of connection to the old ancient people, the feelings of joy but sadness for the long memories of what had been and the memories of long forgotten times of a life in this homeland. Tears of joy, but ones also of sadness of being gone for so long. Fear of coming home. What would one find? The old memories of the lost return, the loss of the identity one had as the king of this kingdom. Tears of joy and coming home. A flood of memories came and overwhelmed the Dwarf King as his longtime friend could be seen and felt. At that moment of a hidden treasure, even just finding the entrance and just turning the key to open the door will stir the dead heart to life again. Then one begins to do a wonderful thing within itself as the heart is turning the key in the hidden door, the entrance to the long lost kingdom of identity and ownership. A spiritual event is happening. The spiritual heart begins to shed, be circumcised legally from the covering of dirt, the thick wax grossness of the veil of flesh, the dirt, the carnal nature of the soul, and its lust of the soul's eyes, its lust of the flesh, and its pride of life in its hidden heart, the deep subconscious mind, which has covered, embalmed, and mummified, entombed in a sarcophagus, the vault of an ancient dead king. A spirit man, a spirit person, a spirit being coming alive again, untuned, feelings overwhelmed. The light was coming. Life was coming again. Oh, the dirt of the ancient days, the layers of wax grossness, layers of the flesh, a veil of darkness, which is ignorance, begins to be cut off of the spiritual person, living hidden in the darkness of the veil of flesh, the wax grossness that repels all treasures of light that is not of the nature of the flesh, of the carnal world, of the nature of the dead soul, begins to fall away. Spiritual circumcision was now being done in the spirit by the hands of another. The spirit was being legally divorced from a part of itself that had been a covering, a hindrance, layer of dirt and flesh that has kept the spiritual treasures hidden from its eyes and mind of the spiritual being. Treasures locked away from being discovered. Treasures hidden in darkness behind locked doors. Hiding and waiting in a lonely mountain. A long forgotten kingdom of one's ancient self. And the identity of the ancient self and its symbol of identity. The Arkenstone. And the riches and glory that belong to you, the long lost king of the kingdom that was taken and hidden from you. So this podcast you are listening to will begin to spiritually circumcise you, the real you, the spirit you, from your soul and its veil of flesh, the wax grossness, thus turning the key through the hidden entrance of the ancient hidden treasures of the spiritual times of the kings of Ancient of Days. Light is doing this spiritual circumcision of your spirit from its soul, thus freeing you, the real you, the spirit you, from the dark veil of the flesh, the carnal, lustful nature. The light will not hurt you and will bring with it the balm of Gilead to help your eyes to see again, your spiritual ears to be healed of their spiritual deafness, your spiritual heart to believe again, your spiritual imagination to come alive again, and for your spiritual tongue to be able to speak again. The light will bring a quick healing as it breaks the spirit free from the heaviness and bulkiness of the soul and its weights of flesh. The spiritual breaking up of two that have been one is a spiritual operation to bring about the following spiritual results of one, spiritually separating the dead, frozen, blinded, deaf spirit from its sarcophagus and tomb of mummification. Under the veil of the flesh, the carnal nature, the soul with its two consciousnesses, to raise the dead spirit from its death and oneness with the dead soul to life again in the realm of the spirit and to its memories, long ancient times of itself being a king on earth and having a kingdom to rule as a member of an ancient royal family, gods on earth, in the spiritual kingdom called heaven. Then, as one is spiritually stepping through the door, the spirit comes back alive with light, hope, and begins to receive again the spiritually hidden treasures, truths that have been locked away in a mountain guarded by a mighty dragon who believes the treasures are his to own, to protect and keep from all others or from even sharing them with the rightful, spiritual, legal owners. You, dear one, who is listening to this podcast, are the rightful, spiritual owner of these ancient treasures of an ancient kingdom and the riches and glory of that spiritual realm. Through the spiritual circumcision of the spirit and the soul by the light breaks up the two that had been formed and shaped into one, having one voice, being married to each other, legally bound by the law of the flesh, the soul being the king and the ruler of the three-part system of the spirit, soul, and physical body. The original pattern was that the spirit was to be the king, the ruler of the soul, and the soul submitted to the spirit, and then the soul would control and rule over the physical body. So through the spiritual circumcision of the spirit and soul, the spirit begins to see, hear, move freely, be alive again, to hope and talk, and spiritual understanding begins to occur. This is when the spirit is rediscovering. It is being restored. It is being healed from the effects of the soul and the flesh. Then learning of its true spiritual identity, learning of its long lost kingdom and their royal rulership. So the divorce will take place if you desire to be set free, to set you, the real you, free of the flesh, of the soul, and to be healed and grow to all that one was originally desired to become, a spiritual king of another kingdom of a hidden realm on earth. Now to conclude this podcast, please listen to the following words of encouragement to help you as you begin to spiritually uncover ancient spiritual treasures. Become a spiritual archaeologist. Have a seeking heart for discovery. Stay steady to find the hidden entrance. Step through the hidden door. Allow the ancient memories to be rediscovered anew, to allow your spirit come alive again with hope. So little ones, listening to this podcast, let your spiritual heart be circumcised and begin to ponder over the newly rediscovered spiritual treasures Allow the newly uncovered spiritual treasures to be cleaned, cataloged, and studied. It will be very important to have a spiritual understanding of what the spirit is and how it operates in this hidden spiritual realm. Slowly, as this new yet ancient spiritual treasures come into your spiritual awareness, fear, unbelief, and doubt will be overcome with understanding, and you will begin to believe long-forgotten truths about yourself, about the realm of the spirit, of others, humans, and of the creatures also live and operate in the realm of the spirit. You will begin to learn that from this starting point of spiritual circumcision, divorce from the partnership and dominance of the soul and its flesh, the spirit begins learning and then passing on to a hidden channel of connection to the soul that has been spiritually renewed, rediscovered, and to pass this on to the soul, the helpmate of the spirit, then to the physical body, and out in the realm of the seen world to other souls. This connection will be something like the umbilical cord of a mother and a baby. The goal of a spiritual circumcision, breaking up the two, the spirit and the soul, into their respective components, is vital to bring about the spiritual life of a spirit and the converting of the soul to the new, yet ancient truth, not of the nature of the flesh and its lust, to become all it was to be, a helpmate to the spirit, not the ruler of the spirit, not the head, not the king. This podcast is to help you to see the need for spiritual circumcision, breaking up of the two, so that the real you can begin to spiritually learn of the old, ancient, hidden truth of oneself, who lives in the hidden realm of the spirit, and what is the realm of the spirit itself, and who or what else resides in this realm. So please enjoy the words of encouragement that I leave you with. Please come again and listen to another podcast, for more are coming on many different topics. Step into the hidden door and into the lost kingdom. The door is opened. Come and step to the hidden land. Allow yourself to remember the long forgotten memories of another time. Light will bring the hidden images of times gone by and the joy they reveal. Do not be afraid. I will hold your hand. The ancient days are waiting for you to rediscover them and learn from their voices of old. Others will be with you, older ones from days long ago, new ones who only heard the stories. Do not worry about the dragon, for he was defeated long ago, before he even was created. Light will shine for you and release the hidden spiritual treasures that have been stored in darkness for you to find. Go slowly. Light will teach you, and your spirit will come to know ancient hidden truths of an ancient kingdom and its once and mighty rulership on earth. Stop now and ponder. Rest while the spirit is being healed from its separation from its soul and its nature. Sit and rest, allowing healing to occur. The oil of gladness is being applied as you listen. Then after a while, you will continue on and learn and grow, and truth will come. Love always and forever. Pastor Deborah.